Hello. Welcome to Bar Talk. You know, I always
Welcome back
to Bar Talk. You know, I always start the same way. I always go, Why do I do that?
I think it's a nervousness thing.
I listen to the other shows, and it's, well, I'm not nervous, though. It's just like, I'm trying to find out.
I guess I'm looking for
if you listen to the other shows, it's like with Ed McMahon, like, here's John.
There you go. Yeah.
Hey now. You know, so I go, and welcome to, I don't know. But, so
here's Beaver.
Welcome to Bar Talk. I am DJK, and this is
Beaver.
And this is Bar Talk. We want to say hello, welcome back to all our regular and loyal listeners.
And we want to say hello and hey, how you doing to our new listeners? Because they are coming around and we are surprised.
Yeah. We're international players. We got Thailand, we got India, we got the UK and the US,
China
and wherever else. Yeah, so I'm going to say hello to everyone.
We should be on the West Coast now.
We'll have our next show. We'll have our European greetings down packed, so we can formally greet everyone. But welcome to Bar Talk. For those who do not know what the show is about,
right now our greetings are: hi, how you doing?
What up, yo?
Yeah.
This is Bar Talk. Basically, we're two guys in a bar and we're talking. Hence, Bar Talk.
Bar Talk.
Topics include things that you generally talk about when you're sitting around drinking in a bar.
Yeah.
Okay? And
where are we coming from, Keith?
We are broadcasting live. We're recording live here at Tom Fullery's in Middletown, Delaware.
If you don't know what Middletown, Delaware is, look it up. Google Maps will show it really clear.
Yes. When you're in the area, make sure you come through and you tell them that Bar Talk sent you.
And if we're here, we will sign autographs.
Yes, we will. And we got a lot of things we're going to talk about on the show. Real quick, before we get into our normal traditional intro, we have a great show. We're going to talk about our sexiest
women of the year.
We'll say celebrity.
Celebrity women of the year.
We have friends who be like, how come I'm not on the list?
And so, we would say them, but then you'd be like, who is that?
Yeah, we have a guest coming on a little bit later on with a brand new segment on the show. Why do y'all do that? We have Amanda Posey coming on, and she's a resident female bar patron and she's going to be asking DJK and Beamer questions, things that men do. And basically, it's, why do y'all do that? So that's something that's coming up a little bit later on, but... before we take a quick break, and we do this all the time, we have to do our traditional toast.
That's good.
A nice pint of ale is great.
It's not even a pint. Mind you, it's a 22-ounce gobbler. That's a goblet and a half. I mean, that is we don't drink little pints.
Nah.
We're men here.
Yeah, we're real men here. We're real men in a bar. Tom Fullery's, Middletown, Delaware. This is Bar Talk, and we'll be right back right after this. Okay, we're back. All right, so
I thought it was and we're okay, back.
And we're back.
Yeah, Keith is you're definitely on.
I want to say Happy New Year to everyone. It's 2014.
Happy belated New Year, everybody. Also,
this is our first show of the New Year. Real quick, I got to get this out of the way. We've been doing the show for a while now, and there's one person that I have not really mentioned. Haven't really given a shout out I don't even know if I've acknowledged this person yet, but I do want to get a shout out to my beautiful, lovely wife, Karen, who painstakingly, I guess, puts up with my antics.
He says antics, shit, he means it. He puts up with his shit.
But I just want to give her a big shout out, Karen Purnell. I love you, baby, and thank you for being you and support me and everything, all my endeavors.
And okay. Karen Pinnell, I will say the same thing.
All right.
Now, she with loves that, me more.
Okay, and with that, we're going to start the show off with this. I want to mention something, and this is going to be, I don't know, this may be a new recurring theme here. I have to say, and we ended the other shows with this, I love yoga pants.
Oh, no. Yoga pants? What are you talking about, Keith? Oh, what I was thankful for the past year?
Yes!
For years before, yoga pants?
Now, granted, the East Coast, where we are, we're in Delaware, the East Coast has been pounded with bitter cold temperatures.
It's kind of like chicken yoga pants in warm temperatures. It's getting pounded and pounded.
We're getting pounded. And with snow and cold, and yet these yoga pants still keep surfacing.
Surfacing. They're surfacing.
So I want to say it again. God bless the yoga pants. Round of applause pants.
If we could figure out how to make yoga shorts, we would be billionaires.
Oh,
they already have them.
They already have them. And I guarantee
Son
you.
Son of a bitch.
I guarantee you that a man invented them. I guarantee you. Guaranteed. You can go to the design factory, and there's a man back there saying, how can I make them tight and short?
Are these like bike shorts, or are they actually like... Well,
there's
yoga.
There's Under Armour shorts, but a lot of girls wear them under their like workout shorts. Like I wore them for soccer growing up, but they were under my, you know, my regular shorts.
Okay, and that person speaking is our guest this evening, who we mentioned earlier, Amanda Posey, is in the building. Round of applause for Amanda. Yes, she's in the building. All right. So I was just talking about. I'm thankful. For yoga pants. I'm very thankful for them. That's something good. That...
A lot of guys are.
Yes, I mean...
As long as they're worn correctly.
Well, no, there's no...
Yes.
How can they be worn incorrectly?
I've seen a few people wearing them incorrectly.
Is it that they're worn incorrectly or that they shouldn't be wearing them?
They shouldn't be wearing them.
Okay, there we go.
Or, I mean, incorrectly as in you should have a shirt on that somewhat covers your ass.
No. I disagree with that. So
you're outnumbered by men here. So yes. It would depend on the ass.
Yes.
Yoga
pants, the correct pair of yoga pants can emphasize any ass so far I've seen in my life.
Yeah, but there is a such thing as overemphasizing.
That's true. I mean, that is going back to the old 90s with the leggings and, you know, wearing the tights.
Which leggings and yoga pants kind of go hand in hand.
Yoga pants is kind of
the
cool.
In the girls' world, they go hand in hand.
What was the exercise equipment back in the 90s that women would get walking out in, and you're like, okay, they had a nice ass. You're like, yeah, it's nice. And like the Lycra.
Lycra.
And
or like another professor. Spandex!
But then you did hit a point where it was just like, how the hell is that spandex holding that in?
Hmm.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yes. God questioned it himself. He was like, or herself, whatever. Why did you try to cram that much ass into that?
No, God's a he because... it's a he. He wouldn't have created yoga pants.
Well, I'll give you that. But no, God's a woman.
Okay, that is Justin Faulkner, who is way, way back, and we can't pick him up on a microphone.
Sorry about that, guys.
That's our regular general manager, Tom Fuller. He's Justin Faulkner.
Yes.
Popping in and out.
Okay.
Yoga pants, I'm all in.
So anyway, there's one thing I'm going to get into real quick.
We're all in them.
Okay, I don't know if you've heard about this. Okay, right now Jay-Z is currently on tour. He has a Magna Carta tour going on. His ticket is
like... Is it Magna Carta?
Magna Carta.
Carta.
Yeah. Okay. So we're cutting the R off of every term that goes with any black person anymore.
That's the correct pronunciation if you go back to...
Magna Carta was actual document.
Yeah, thanks for interrupting the story for your ignorance. Okay, so...
I would think Sean Carter. I mean, Magna Carta.
All right, so right now, when his concert's in town, whatever city he's in, that's like one of the hottest tickets. There was a guy who had tickets on sale. He was selling them on Craigslist. So
Hold on. I gotta stop you. Never buy tickets off of Craigslist. Go ahead, keep going.
Okay, why is that?
Because your story's gonna tell us why that is.
Well, no, it's not the fact that it was. Well, anyway. So he was going to sell his tickets on Craigslist. Okay, that person who called, we want to buy them. They're going to meet in a public place, blah, blah, blah. They met in a parking lot. It was a female. It was two 20-year-old females. And as he's leaning into the car to give them the ticket, she had her a child in a car seat in the back. That's why they wanted to meet in the parking lot. She didn't want to get out. You know, she's don't want to come see some stranger who doesn't know what happened. So the guy leans into the car to give her the tickets. They try and snatch it and drive off. He's holding on. He gets dragged. Long story short, he's run over. One of the other females in the car. No, they tried to snatch him. The other one was kicking his arm to get him to stop holding on. She literally broke his arm.
Oh my God.
He got dragged, ran over while the child was still in the car and everything like that. The guy actually lived through it. Of course, he was unconscious. He was in critical condition. He's alive now. But here's how they caught him. They actually, the girls, went to the concert. They were actually sitting in the seats. He was selling. All the police had to do was go to the concert. They had the girls there. That was that. They're 20 years old. They got him on attempted murder, all kinds of stuff. Yeah. So, I mean, you know. Now, if you're the... Now, there's two sides here. If you're the guy... Or the person, whether it's he was male or female, do you hold on? Do you value it that well? Do you hold on to him and get dragged, or do you let go and be like, try?
Well, you know. I don't know. I mean, if I do hold on to him, maybe somebody in a random town in Delaware might talk about it on a podcast. I mean, I'll be famous.
But is that worth it?
But
is it
in
worth
reality?
It?
Fuck no.
No, definitely not.
Now you're the one in the car. Let's take him. And the guy's hanging on. Do you think like, you know, we?
No, but a 20-year-old. Especially if it's got a kid, not the smartest in the bunch.
Yeah, I don't know if that's worth
doing
almost
some dumb shit like that.
Almost dying over.
I mean, don't get me wrong.
It's Jay-Z.
He should have let go.
It's who?
It's Jay-Z.
I mean, if it was like back when he was doing Blueprint or something, you know.
He should have let go.
Yeah. And now, you're the person in the car, man. Is it really worth
Because he still could have let go and still could have...
My question is, if she took off quick enough and she was holding on to the tickets, he was holding on to the tickets, he might have just been holding on for dear life, holding on to the car.
Well, see, let me say this. I'm no criminal, but what I would have done is pull out a little mini flashlight and go, let me see if these tickets are authentic. Let me hold it up to the light as he gave them to me and I'm acting like I'm holding up to the light.
Right.
Then you'd pull off.
Yeah.
Well, then, I've never done that before.
No, then you shoot them and then take off because, yeah.
I don't know if I'd ever kill somebody for a
Jay-Z
concert.
No, I would never kill anybody.
Now, if it was backstage to Miley Cyrus, I would push my mom down the steps. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I'm sure you would.
I'm just throwing it out there.
I'm sure you would not.
I'm like, look, mom, I mean, you know, hey, it's Miley. So.
Yeah. She's super important to go see.
Super important.
She is.
Come on now. She twerks with midgets. Come on now.
She ain't twerking nothing. She ain't got nothing to twerk.
So,
I mean, I don't park neither, but damn, like,
but
I
that
know.
Is. Well, I mean, come on now, you need to stop it now.
I'm sorry.
No,
sorry about you, Miley fans.
No, we're talking about you. You can't put yourself down like that.
Oh, well, I'm just saying.
Wait, you have fans.
But I know.
We're 2014.
I don't have any fans.
We're 2014 and stopping. We're done with the times of putting ourselves down for, you know, what other people think. Everybody else is getting their own shit, so fuck it, why not?
And you can twerk. Man, you should twerk right now for all our listeners out there.
Come on, Amanda. Twerk.
It's not working, baby.
It's not working, man.
Not a twerker.
She says, I'm not a twerker. So, but yeah, that was real crazy. I don't think, if I was to do, look, let it go. Jesus Christ, I mean, his arm is done. He might have to have one of those little...
The
arm thing, he's like, you know, like the Blade Runner had the things on his, yeah.
Luke Skywalker,
where the RoboCop.
Yeah. Not the RoboCop.
The Will Smith.
The Will Smith. Shoot fucking missiles out of the motherfucker.
The Will Smith iRobot arm and stuff like that. Jay-Z should buy him an arm. He should get a rocker arm.
You would think that. I did see that Jay-Z is like one of the most,
he should get a rocker arm.
He's given less money to what he's made to his charities and two other charities than any other singer out in the world.
I'm saying like this. Just say I hit that big $300 million lottery. I ain't giving shit away. Fuck that.
No.
I ain't giving... You know what?
No,
I ain't getting nothing away.
My family.
I believe in karma more than anything.
Oh, yeah.
And
yep.
I will go and I will...
I support your cause.
No,
thank you.
I will give money away to the charities that I think that deserve it and to, you know, to better, you know,
okay. I would give my life straight first. first.
Would I give $300 million away?
I would give a one-time donation.
Yeah.
Forget it.
Because most of those people that are accepting those donations have been accepting them and are still accepting them always. Your donation is not going to put them at a point where they're like, oh, we're not.
Don't put your name and phone number on it because they'll be calling you for the fucking every day for the rest of your life.
Exactly.
Yep.
Would you like to give more? You only gave us $1 million. Would you like to give more? Would
I
you
only
like
to give more? Walgreens once a month. That's it. It's a dollar once a month.
Yeah, she says Walgreens once a month. She means the Girl Scouts. And yeah.
I never give to the Girl Scouts.
You know my trick with the Girl Scouts when they stand outside, and or the Boy Scouts when they're standing outside trying to sell shit. I go, oh, who do I have to call real quick? Oh, so yeah, anyway. And I jump on the phone and I walk in. I'm like, I'm sorry, I'm on the phone.
That's dirty.
It wouldn't be dirty. Every convenience store or you know, pharmacy, you know, every store you walk into, they're standing out there.
Well, when you see it, you feel so guilty. What, you know what I do? Look. If there's change in the car, in the little cup holder or something, I walk by
and change.
Throw it in there. Or, here's what you do. Here's what I do. Oh, you know what? I gave on the other side.
I'll be right back.
I got to get change.
I'll get you on my way.
Different asking for change, and then when you walk in and they're asking for fucking $25 for a box of, or a tin of fucking popcorn, or, you know, $12 for a fucking pack of Samoas. You know what I mean? Like,
yo, somebody.
Come on, man.
Somebody, a former bartender here was having a fundraiser for their kid, all right, Little League football. And they were selling value cards or whatever, you know, like the little discount cards. Yeah.
I've gotten them.
It was like $10. I go, okay. It's for the kids. I get a thing. So I get it. You see some of the stores or businesses
that we don't even have around here.
I would never, go to.
The only things that are ever worth it are like B-dubs, the car wash.
And Buffalo Wild Wings, in case you didn't know B-dubs.
Yeah, Buffalo Wild Wings, the car wash, and maybe like an ice cream place. Yeah. Everything else is like somewhere you never go to. I've
never
or it's not even anywhere near here.
I've gone
places
before
on there that are like up like northern Delaware.
One was
like
a candle polishing. I don't need any candles polished. So I get 5% off on that.
He thanked his candle polisher at the beginning of this podcast.
yeah, you gotta take care of that wick. Right. So so
she likes honeysuckle.
Fuck you. All right, so Beamer, what do you have here? You have a Beamer has this year. What is it? Your year end or your 2013 year in review? Is that what it is? Or?
Oh no. I mean, I've become a lot more lighthearted in the more recent past, and I've gone and looked at started looking at like different things that have been happening.
Okay, real quick, you have your inspirational voice going on there.
Well, it's just my voice right now, unfortunately.
Okay. No, wait, you have an injury.
I do have an injury.
We got to mention this.
I do have since about, 4 hours ago, I broke my toe.
Now, remember the last show?
You had a dislocated toe.
Right, my middle.
Was that your last show?
My middle toe. What is it with toes with us?
The last. The last one or the one before last?
It was the last
one,
yeah.
We're tall enough that we tend not to look down at the floor and door frames. I walked into a door frame and caught my little toe, and it snapped, and
we are the broke toe boys.
Fortunately, being bar talk, I'm not feeling a lot of pain right this second.
Well, being in a bar, alcohol does tend to, is an anesthetic in this case.
Extra strength Tylenol that I took kind of, took the edge off.
All right, so.
But anyway, I mean.
You changed. I see a change in me.
I have. And, it has a lot to do with personal reasons with my family and everything. And, we're coming to you right now, and this is after the new year. And, for example, we're Eagles fans here, and we were watching the last game when they got beat. And it bothered me up to the point that until they got beat. And then when they got beat, I didn't care because it was something about it just didn't really bother me that much. And it has a lot to do with my nephew. That is, I haven't talked very much about it. Mentioned it in the last episode, but he's had some health issues. He had a minor stroke, but he's been home since Christmas. So my whole bitching and complaining has gotten knocked down a lot. But mind you, don't let it be known. Or don't. Let me say this correctly, Keith. It is well known to me that there's a lot of fucking people bitching and complaining about stupid shit that just makes this fucking world a little bit worse.
Yeah, like they're bitching about the cold right now.
I saw
it's
your post.
It's fucking wintertime. Jesus Christ.
But we are going through a freeze that we haven't had in like 25 years.
Yeah.
So I know right now it's a normal like winter for us, this weather being in the 20s. But the past two nights where it's been sub-zero and below zero.
It's people in Alaska laughing at us.
Well,
they're at minus six.
You two are older than I am, so you might have been.
She hit below the belt on that one there.
In my age bracket, we never dealt with fucking sub-zero weather. 25 years ago, though, you two were alive, so you might have. You just didn't know really what was going on.
You know, let's give her a round of applause for her first and last appearance on Part Talk.
Thanks, guys.
I'm not going to say anything, but na na na, hey, hey, hey.
Cozy,
goodbye.
Yes, it's fucking cold. Shit sucks.
Back when we had to rub sticks together to get a fire, to get heat in the house.
Yeah.
You know, we went to school. What do we have?
The glasses.
We had feathers and quills that we dipped in ink.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
In our ink wells and on our lambskin parchment that we wrote upon the words of the Lord. And
our history class was only 10 minutes because there hadn't been much history in our lifetime in mankind.
Exactly. You were making history. All right. From the old guys.
Jesus. Yeah, from the old guys.
The old crew. I don't want to get old, man. You know, here's my thing. Speaking of age, I know we're jumping around here.
Yeah, we are jumping around.
Okay, look. If I get to the point where I have to wear Depends, I want to be just...
Please shoot me in the head.
Yes, drive me out in the woods and leave me out there. I'm saying, just...
If I were going backwards, please just...
No, that's my thing.
Depends, shoot me. If you have to wear Depends, it really comes down to, it depends on if they can shoot you in the head well enough.
And if you didn't know, yes, that was a belch. Or was that a burp or a belch?
That was a belch.
That's a woman. That's a woman you want to take home right there. Oh, jeez.
Yeah, that'll get on that home.
That'll melt my eyeballs right there.
Yeah. So yeah, if I have to wear Depends, I'm letting it known right now. I will be committing suicide. I will call Dr. Kevorkian if he's still around. I do not want to wear Depends.
Shit, I'm thinking about it for the next time I tailgate for any sports. What are you talking about?
I don't
want to
shit in my own pants.
Well, I'm not going to shit in them. I'm just, you know.
Chill. You don't
but if
know
you can
that,
stand there and drink a beer and take a piss at the same time while waiting for a Phillies game, come on.
I don't know. Maybe you want to stay warm when it's cold, but there's no way.
Nah.
If I'm pissing myself, it's because I'm either in the electric chair or it's just my bodily functions going when I'm getting in a coffin or something like that.
Or when he's sleeping. Anyway.
It's not that funny, fucker. All right.
Yeah, it is. You're old, man. Not on that. But, McKeith, I was trying to bring up, and it's really not that important, but, our world, I guess maybe this will be the Beamer inspirational moment after a couple minutes here, you know what I mean? I didn't even mean for it to be, but can we come to an agreement that the people that think they know best about this country are possibly the worst ones to actually have any kind of statement and, any kind of, influence towards everybody else?
Whatever you just said, yes, I agree.
I'm telling you, the most influential people probably shouldn't have that much influence. And there's the media and all that.
It depends
on what I think everyone has their own opinion.
Yeah,
everyone lives their own life, their own situation. I think everyone has their own opinion and whatever on life and how it should be run and how it shouldn't be run. I don't think government, politics, president.
I'm not talking about the.
We elected a president. So.
I'm not talking about the geopolitical situation. I'm not talking. I'm talking about the people that are on TV that are most influential to people.
SpongeBob.
He
influenced my kid.
Influential to me is basically, like, I watched that show, what's that, Shark Tank or whatever, mm-hmm. and these two guys, I mean, their idea was completely stupid, but the one guy bought into it because this guy went so hard door to door trying to sell it, and his point was, you really wanted it because you went door to door.
Okay, now Shark Tank.
You were confident enough to go out to people.
Okay, now
to
real
prove
quick,
that you're,
let's talk about the show. Is now Shark Tank is where you have an invention. Okay, you have
yes.
an invention.
Yeah.
You have a company that
these guys have,
and you try to sell
the
it to these.
Dumbest invention I've ever heard in my life.
Okay, and they want to see you. Basically, have to sell
yeah.
it to them.
Yeah.
You have what
yeah.
2 minutes?
But that's not
yeah,
really
something like that.
Yeah, you have two minutes
that's
to have
not
your
influence.
But those people that are
yeah.
on the board that yeah. are trying to buy that person's product and then sell it, you know, take it on and patent it and sell it,
mm-hmm.
they're influential. They made a life for themselves. They were all people that went from nothing to
right.
and you
something.
Yes.
And the
you
one guy,
have a point. Yeah.
He
just
gave
like
the
point person,
door to door.
Just like the person who came up with yoga pants. He had to,
yeah,
I'm sure
he
had pictures of women with nice asses.
He sat in his window and watched for days.
I just would have had a big blow up.
He went to parks.
2 8.5 by 11s.
He went
yoga
to gyms.
Pants.
He, you know.
Here you go.
And he
so,
took Under Armour and put it on the outside.
Yes.
He made
yes,
it outer, outer armor instead
yes,
of Under Armour.
Yes, yes,
he
did. So, what I was bringing up to the point was just in the past couple months. I didn't want to go back the whole, you know,
right.
1875 when yoga pants were first conceived, and you know when a shark was actually first sent. You look at the last couple months. We had, you know, the Duck Dynasty. The whole
right.
fiasco with that, with you know the elder of the clan saying about, you know, gays in a derogatory way, and people are like, well, I can't believe he said that, and blah, blah, blah. Oh, my God, somebody has their own opinion, and it doesn't concur with the PC world that we live in.
Right.
Okay. Well, first off, crucified, vilified, turned into a saint, depending on which channel you turned it to. It is what it is. Do I believe everything that he said? No. Do I think that he was trying to say something kind of positive and it didn't turn out that possibly? Who fucking knows? I don't care. You look at the woman that was on, what was it, CNN or CNBC or MSNBC or GGG, whatever the fuck, you know, they said about Santa Claus is white. Everybody knows Santa Claus is white.
Mm-hmm.
There's no black Santa Clauses.
Right.
She's wrong. Perspective, fucking wherever we live at, it's just, you know, it is. There was a comedian, how do you say female comedian?
Comedian,
and she made a comment about SpaghettiOs, and it's just, like, SpaghettiOs went on Pearl Harbor Day, they went and they actually had, yes, they had a comment saying, SpaghettiOs remembers Pearl Harbor, and she was like, well, that's funny, the only survivors, that's on the only food that they can eat, you know. And it wasn't a harsh, rude comment,
but
it was kind of fucked up. Yeah.
She said
she thought it was funny at the same time that SpaghettiOs would say it because they're not actually spaghetti.
Well, wait, can I say something real quick?
Yes.
As a comedian, granted, yeah, as a comedian, you want to have your freedom of speech to comment on anything, but to me there's a difference between being funny, and then being an asshole.
Yes.
I know lots of guys who are very funny who say things, and they think they have, because they say I'm a comedian, they have to say things that are really, you know, shock value. I got all my Facebook posts. When someone dies, and the only one who does it are these comics who are still new.
They're trying to find
right, right, right. And the first thing they do, they say, oh, yeah, this would be cool if I say something funny, and when a person dies, they come up with all these jokes, and it's like, dude, if you're trying to be a comedian, and these are just open mics, blah, 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 you never see the big-time comics, somebody dies, oh, let me show my... You don't do that.
Yes.
There's a time and a place for everything. And certain, you know, like, for example, like, I talk about Michael Jackson. When Michael Jackson died, I didn't do any Michael Jackson jokes.
You
I did some when he
you,
was alive.
You did Michael Jackson jokes, but in positive way.
Well, the ones I did
but,
when he was alive,
yes.
it was about what was going on. Now
yes.
he's dead. I do a dead Michael Jackson.
Yes,
joke.
You do.
But
have you talked about the new rumors that are
fake? He was dead and buried, and the dirt was dry. So, Oh, what's the new ones now?
No, some guy came in to me at work, or we were talking about at work the other night about he saw something on Facebook about they said.
Well, you can trust his, that because it's Facebook.
Yeah, totally. It's That's what I said immediately when I heard about it. I was like, oh, where'd you hear that? And he's like, Facebook. I'm like, yeah, it's a lie. Something about finding his body somewhere in, I think, Texas or somewhere. They found his body buried and that he had already been dead and that an imposter was the one that died when he died or something. And I was like, wait, hold on. You found this on Facebook? And he was like, yeah. And I was like, all right, well, let's just Google this right quick just to see what we find. And it actually took one or two Google searches to actually find it. You had to legit type out the whole scenario. Like you could, like I just put in Michael Jackson first just to see what it would say. Because somebody was like, well, look it up. And I'm like, all right, well, if I put in Michael Jackson, it should immediately pop up if it's a real story. But because it's fake, I had to type in Michael Jackson's body found at Neverland Ranch. And it popped up in the first article. As soon as you pulled it up, there was a big red button and it was like false lie.
Well, there's also all these satirical websites like The Onion. There's all these other ones. Just say Bar Talk.
Yeah.
Had one of these .coms and we could just make up these fake stories, like,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
If you go to the website,
Justin Bieber is actually, right, you know, it's almost like the Inquirer and all those, the Star back in the day, these fake stories. And so that's what, and that's what pops up online.
Normally, those are the ones that say it's a satirical website.
No, they don't say it. But site, there'd be a disclaimer.
And I'm not saying they say it on the article.
The Onion had that, what's his name? The, Zhao Jung, the South Korean, he was voted the sexiest, the sexiest man alive.
Yeah,
and they actually in Korea they thought it was true. They thought it was true. Oh. It was just the.
I've got a question.
Who sings the song?
My girlfriend.
His girlfriend sings a song. It's Miley Cyrus. Anyway, so did you see? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to bring up anything out of the you know, the topic that we're going through. But did you see that Dennis Rodman says, "I don't understand why do they have problems with it? This place is great."
Oh yeah,
because he's in North Korea right now, and he went and they are, you know, he's in this.
Is it North Korea?
Yeah, where he's at now.
Kim Jong Sung, some young
who had his uncle executed.
Yes, it was like, I don't understand why the U.S. hates this place. That may have been the last nail in the coffin of, you know, Dennis Rodman.
Politically, he's
You know, they wouldn't show him. They wouldn't show the you know, president for life or whatever the fuck the term is for him. You know,
right,
the piece of shit little fucking bastard that.
Right.
Yeah.
But well, they're playing basketball.
But did you see the where they played at? It was more people sitting in a straight, like, it was ridiculous.
They had to go.
No, but I mean, the stadium wasn't like a basketball stadium where it, like, sort of dwells out. It went straight up. They were like, the stadium's about 900 feet high with people sitting in single rows. It was crazy.
All right, well, we're going to take a quick break. We got a bunch of things we got to go through. We're going to find out, you know, what men are doing. And man is going to ask us, why do we do that? And we're going to talk about who we think are the sexy celebrities.
Yes, and we're also going to finish our beers.
Yeah, and finish our beers. So we'll be right back right after this. And we're back.
Here's beer.
All right, so we are back. We got our glasses, our mugs full.
Mugs full.
Right.
This is topic because
yeah, topic. Okay, we had to take a break. Well, one, I had to take a break because Beamer was on a roll there. Once you hear the word geopolitical, I'm like, oh, gee, it's time to buckle up now. It's gonna get deep.
Yes.
So, but this is Bar Talk, man. And I do have to say this, too. This is probably the first show where I have not eaten a thing on the show.
That is true. And I guarantee the fans, most fans will be proud of that.
They will be proud.
And they're...
But I can tell you, I'll be back. I'll be back eating again. And an update on the WIP. I've been trying to freaking call in, and it's really bugging me.
You need to just say, screw work, and just call.
I'm going to try again tomorrow. I'm going to start at 5:40. Because if you know the premise of the show, I'm up 5 o'clock every morning. So they come on at 5:30.
Keith, there's a wing eating contest in Philadelphia. Keith's right. Trying to get into it. He has to do a an entry to be able to get into that. And that would be, you know, we're trying to get him to eat sauerkraut. It was on a previous episode. And, you know, he's just trying to get onto the radio to be able to do it. So,
yeah. So I'm eating training right now. Yes. All right. Couple things real quick. It is the new year. And one thing that's always being brought up is everyone's making resolutions. You always see this every year. I honestly do not know any person who has actually said, my New Year's resolution is blah, blah, blah. And people, how do you feel about it? You know what? I've never broken a New Year's resolution. You know why?
Because I've never made
a New Year's resolution.
My New Year's resolution for the last 10 years have been never to make a New Year's resolution. I mean, I don't believe in them. I don't believe, because the new year is going to pass. We are on the year.
If you didn't start exercising previous year, why all of a sudden, you know what? What do you say? By August? You know what? Fuck it. I'll just start all over. I'll make my New Year's resolution to get on that treadmill in January. So you eat like a slob and do whatever for the rest of the year. And then come January, you make your resolution. You'll exercise a little bit. You'll try. You'll lose a few pounds. You start gaining it back. You know what? Next year, I'm really going to go all out. 5 years from now, you're doing the same vicious cycle over and over again. Whether it's losing weight, stop smoking, stop drinking. You know, trying to fit into those yoga pants, whatever the resolution is.
You just taken all mine this year, because this year it's been get into those yoga pants. Not mine, but I mean somebody else's, you know. Because, damn.
Yeah, I really hope you don't have a pair of yoga pants.
No, I'm going to get into some, I don't care who it is, but just
I think Amanda has yoga pants. Just throwing it out there.
I do have yoga pants.
So,
wouldn't it do the show justice as we talk about yoga pants, if she wore her yoga pants? I mean, I'm just throwing it out there.
Did I have them on the last time we did one? I think there were a lot of people talking about it. Somebody said something about girls wearing yoga pants.
And she did.
And we have them. They're basically saying what they're saying.
Yeah. And I
had them on at the time.
Yeah. Oh, and you know what? I DJ'd the New Year's Eve party here. Beamer, you weren't here.
I didn't go out until about 11:30.
Amanda was looking mighty fine, and I have to say, we're gonna give her a round of applause. She was looking mighty, mighty fine. Oh yeah.
I went out without any yoga pants or stockings or leggings, and
you didn't go commando, did you?
No, not commando, but I'm saying I have bare legs. Steph that I was with Steph had a dress on before we were going to go out and had like yoga pants underneath.
Yes.
And was going to wear boots. And Selena did the same shit, but no one sent the memo to me.
Right, okay, I got
so
you.
I didn't get the memo nothing, either, so you know. I had nothing to wear to keep my legs warm, so I looked pale.
I didn't need the memo. I had the PowerPoint the PowerPoint presentation. So... But no, I don't make them. I actually don't know anyone who says I'm trying to keep my resolution. So,
I honestly this year I will give a resolution, and that will be by the end of the year I will stop smoking cigarettes.
Ah, well, cool. All right.
Good luck with that.
All right, Beamer wants to stop smoking. We're gonna keep you updated.
Second.
When have you started? Because you've taken like 5 smoke breaks.
He said for the year. Yeah.
So by the end of the year?
December. By the end of the year.
Okay, so it's a gradual thing.
Yes.
All right, so
he doesn't
have
to stop until next December.
Okay.
I'll stop. Hopefully before December.
Yeah,
You've publicly.
I've quit many a times, but I've never quit completely.
All right.
I've stopped. And
you have to want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I hear my voice. I know where I'm going, and I've had too many people that I cared about die of cancer that I don't. Mm-hmm. It's a time.
Yes, it's tough.
You have to be for real about it, because anyone that says that they've quit or they've tried and they quit and then they pick up a cigarette, I mean, I don't know about anyone else, that's most people I know of, but both my parents My stepdad used to smoke a pack, started like 2 packs a day, went down to a pack a day to one day, cold turkey, done. Wow. And then my mom, about a year later, a year and a half later, did the same thing. Done. Just because it was only me and her smoking.
Right.
And her man wasn't smoking no more. And so she went on his road and quit, which would have been nice of them to do when I was a kid, when I asked them to quit. And then I started smoking.
Well, I don't smoke.
And now I get the shit end of the stick. Like, you should quit, but that's not fair.
I think the price of cigarettes alone would make me quit. I'm just throwing it out there.
It's a toughie.
Yeah.
But you pick other things to stop spending money on just so you can buy cigarettes.
Yeah, yeah.
Food.
Like, I'm glad
I'm glad that
porn is accessible on a computer, because that was taking up a lot of my money. So that
Vine,
that was...
Vine has porn.
The Vine has porn?
Vine has porn.
The Vine has porn.
Is that V-I-N-E?
Yes,
the Vine.com?
You have to be, like, you can't just, like, type in porn. You have to actually, like, search.
Search. Shit. Okay. All right. So
good luck with that.
Yeah. Ah, we're fine. All right. So, speaking of, well, I ain't going to say speaking of porn, but... So, this is, you know, you always hear me and Beamer talking, and it's always male... dominated topics. Like, later on, we're going to talk about, you know, our sexy celebrities. And we're just going to just throw this out there right now. There are no men on our list. Beamer, if you have a man on your list, I'm really going to question whether or not I want you.
The hottest women.
I'm really going to question. Yeah, Justin, if I was asked you to name a sexy celebrity, maybe two or three, would there be a male in your list?
I already have my list, and no, it's not.
Not a male. Okay. Yeah,
no.
So we're this show is basically from a male perspective. So we're glad you're here. So what we're gonna do? We're gonna do something different here. We're gonna give you your own little spotlight here. All right. You get to ask us a question.
It's your time to shine.
What do men do? Why do y'all do that? You can ask us why we do that. Oh my gosh! Look at the paper. She pulled out a scroll.
Good lord!
Get out of here! She said she won't let us read it.
I thought it'd be a couple things. So you get to, you get to ask us. We're typical men.
That's the Ten Commandments of men.
I know.
Right,
look at the freaking list there. She's got
more like the 150.
The Bible of male fuck ups. What the hell is that?
You got the Psalms written down there, or what?
All right.
Thou shalt not fuck me over again.
Right.
Well, this is a hard question to ask, considering I'm sitting with two married men and one single one.
Yeah, I'm not married, ladies. Ladies,
older.
I'm not married. Hey, what's going on? How you doing? You look good.
You
okay, dead air is not doing us any good here.
No, right, I'm sorry. Well, because the audience I have right now is not really going with my situation. But, all right, so these guys are always looking for girls that are fit and work out and all this stuff, but yet they sit there and say they want a real girl. What's that supposed to mean? You want a real girl in what sense? Because you sit there and say, I want a real girl. I want her to tell me like it is and all this shit. But then you're like, but I want a girl that works out 24/7 and is like, you know, eats right and all this shit. I eat ribs, steak, crap. I'll eat fucking anything. Like, I don't care. And I don't work out every day.
Where were you before I got married? Jesus Christ.
I'm sorry. But a lot of guys are like that. But then they sit there and say that shit. Well, I'm not watching my weight and I'm not fat. But I'm not going to the gym just to impress a guy.
Okay.
And I'm not going to eat a salad with some chicken on it just to impress anybody.
Okay.
I like salad with chicken on it. I know. Call me fucking fag, whatever. Oh, wait a minute. I just hit Doug Lyons thing.
Before my real meal.
I got a salad at home.
Okay. So let's just say this. All right. Let's throw this out there. Okay. I kind of understand where you're coming from. But let me just throw this out there right now. And there are two married guys and a single guy here. Is there any one of the three of us, just taking away our situations, who would not have sex with Amanda? With Beamer, Justin, would you not?
No, I would fuck both.
Right, yes. Okay, yeah, she's very, since you threw that word, yeah, very fuckable. Okay,
That makes me feel better.
I know what you're saying now.
It would make you feel better.
I do know what you're saying.
No, it would make you feel better.
Because the women on our list, I can tell right now.
Beamer didn't answer that question. But
no, I did.
So you said yes?
No, I'm answering.
Yeah, he was doing his Barry White voice stuff.
Right.
Yeah, that is true. Guys do tend to.
But I'm saying that they put out a persona of a woman that because they go to the gym 24/7 that they want a girl that goes to the gym
24/7. You're sitting at the table right now that
we're not even real men because we don't go to the gym 24/7.
I'm talking about guys in my age.
I haven't been to a gym since 89.
You haven't been to a gym since 1947.
My age bracket.
5 years. 5 years ago, so last
I rode
year.
By a gym.
I don't even know a gym.
How do you even spell gym?
I don't know any gym. No, I know one gym actually. Yeah, gym. Yeah.
Okay. Well, we know what you're saying, guys. Okay, here's the deal. Okay, so if it's a bunch of guys around, they want to say like, oh yeah, yeah, you know, all the women I get are dimes and this and that, and blah blah blah, and just say, and I don't want to rate. Just say like there's a 10, 5, right, or this or that. So just say a 5 walks in, and the guys be like, oh, look at her. And they'll find, the guys amongst themselves will find everything wrong with her because they don't want to be the one to say, oh, well, you know, she's kind of cute.
Right.
And then just say it's us three, and 2 leaves, and 1 guy's here, and the girl's there. Hey, how you doing?
Yup.
He will move in and swoop in. And yeah, that's just the nature.
I'm not saying that you'll hear the music.
No, it happens more than you think.
I'm not saying you're going to hear the music.
It happens more than you think.
Dan it. But it's going on in this fucking brain.
Yeah,
you can have male friends around.
Well,
that
I think
those
are guys that are, like, they want to approach the girls that are like that, that aren't all about looking perfect.
They're worried about what everyone thinks.
They won't approach.
They worry about
and
what everyone
girls
thinks.
Girls like me have to have game and have to approach first, but that's not always a winner. And then I feel like the girls got to work like mad hard. Like, well, God, like guys are actually hard.
No,
again.
You don't.
No.
That's why I gave up, because I fucking work hard.
I mean, I kind of understand where she's coming with that, because we do live in a fucking world that guys are kind of confused how the fuck do we hit on women.
Okay,
anymore.
So here, I'll give you an example.
If you fucking
something
are, you
that
too
has,
sure actually
been has bothered me.
Because okay, I was going to throw something real quick. Can
year.
I just say something real quick?
Go ahead.
Okay. You ever go to a dinner, right? Just say it's a family dinner.
Right.
Or like, just say Christmas.
Yeah.
The whole family's coming over. At the table is amazing. You make sure you got this nice, you got your nice plateware, your nice dishes, and this and that. Everything's all nice and neat, right? Just say you got a neighbor who isn't as affluent, who doesn't really care about stuff. That says, hey, why don't you come over for dinner? You come over, and they got paper plates, and they got this and that.
Right.
The presentation, you know, oh, I don't know if I want to eat. You know, it just doesn't look as good. So if you come out,
right,
and you're just
like wearing the sweatshirt.
Your presentation
and,
isn't all there.
Kind of rough shaves. Because
that could be the. I've seen some fugly looking women.
True.
Who put some time out and go, you know what? I gotta put forth. I gotta, you know, like if you have a car, you want to wash your car before you ride down the street cruising.
Right.
You know, as opposed to having it all dirty and muddy. So that's that's one thing there.
Well,
but
I mean, I've been hit on by guys here before that. Like, I've come out in my sweatpants, whatever. I know 95% of the people
guys
in there,
will
so
bang a bowl
shit.
Of Jello.
Exactly. And I had that conversation where, like, a guy was like, well, you look good in your sweatpants and your hoodie and blah, blah. I'm like, all right, well, I'm not wearing these because they're easy access type shit. I'm wearing them because I'm fucking comfy. Like, and I don't give a shit about what anyone thinks of what I'm wearing. If you're going to like me, you're going to like me for what's on.
Did you hear that? She knows about easy access. Whoa. All right. So,
do you know about easy access?
No.
What are you doing later?
So, all right. Well, I understand your. Beamer is fireballs are flowing here. So, and she burps too. Amanda does it all. Okay, so you have something else for her. What else do you? I don't know if we've answered your question, but. She's making me forget it. She's making me forget. She's pulling out the scroll.
The scroll is out.
And for all you ladies out there, we're answering these questions for you. Amanda is speaking for you. That was a very good question.
I guess I'll throw out the one about texting.
Okay.
So some guys are usually pretty on point. When they want to text, they text.
Mm-hmm.
When they don't or they're busy, they don't fucking text back for like either hours to a day later. And when a girl responds, you're in a conversation.
Or they don't
the guy, well, the guy stops responding, and then the girl's like, "Well, what the fuck?"
Mm-hmm.
And then we're thinking, "Well, shit, did we say the wrong thing? Like, why aren't they answering?" And then later, the guy acts like you were you're texting me too much, you know, they feel like they get weird about the texting thing, and it's like, it's bullshit.
I can hit you on both sides of this in my
definitely
player days
from guy and
in my days now. And first, let me just say this. I'm so old that we didn't text back in the day. So
we didn't either.
Texting. What was that?
Yeah, I was 15.
All right.
Everybody your age had pigeons, right?
Yeah, we just threw it up. You had to catch it.
My brother had a pager. He got beeped, or he had his Nextel. Yeah, got chirped.
Okay.
Chirped to get laid.
So here we go. All right. If the guy's pursuing, all right. If the guy's pursuing, he will text you regularly.
Right back,
this and that.
And regularly.
Now,
like,
if he's already, and I'm not saying it's you, I'm just saying, if he's already hit it, if he's already sealed the deal, then he figure, yeah, I've been there.
Yeah.
And then he gets laxed.
Right.
And then he's like, I'm the king of the mountain. Huh, I've already. And some guys do that.
Yeah.
Now, if he's really, in love. Yeah. Like, he won't leave you alone. Where you been? Where you at? You can be in the bathroom. Why didn't you respond? So, So, I'm not saying in love, but you get, you know. So, but if the guy's really pursuing and you have to.
Well, I noticed it's not on Beamer's list of topics tonight, but I don't know if your audience knows about Tinder.
What is Tinder for those who don't know?
Tinder is basically like a hookup site, apparently. It's an app you download.
And how do you spell that?
Is that through
T-I-N-D-E-R?
iPhone or Droid?
Is that a free app?
Is that a free app through Droid?
Okay, and what happens on this Tinder app?
You make your own little profile thing with your pictures. You can have like 5 or 6 pictures or something.
Do you need a picture?
Because it's all about pictures.
Okay.
It's basically you set up like a setting.
So Tinder dating.
How many... set up the mileage on people it hooks you up with, that are on
mileage.
Tinder. Yeah,
Jesus.
You mean
in how many miles would you meet somebody? So mine was set for
Can I get a model that's only been test driven a couple times?
Oh, you can't ask all that. That's when you get to
the mileage.
That's when you mess with the person.
I want the showgirl model.
Well, I mean, funny. I get it that she's 27 years old, but how many fucking services has she had done on her? You know,
what did you get a used car?
People of all age, and apparently, and I didn't know until pretty much after I got on it and really like talked to people that these people on there are legit down to fuck. Like, I've actually had guys that messaged me like DTF
Tinder
question mark, and then I laughed.
DTF, what does that mean?
Did you never watch Jersey Shore?
There's some people who
you
got people in other countries.
Dirty transit fucker, if I'm right.
All right.
Down to fuck.
Okay.
And that's what Tinder is, apparently.
All right.
I have met guys up there that are actually really nice and cool and chill, and actually I know them. I already knew them.
Any guy on Tinder
I want to make sure it's known that I'm downloading Tinder app right now.
As a free site for dating.
And I'm downloading this site.
I
for research.
Somewhere.
Yeah, then what did they want to
I'm
know?
Downloading this app
I've
for research for the show.
Person.
Yeah, but they wanted to do
but
yeah.
Only a couple of them were real dirty and honest and upfront about it. The other ones were actually kind of sideways about it, like my friend told me to do it type shit, like not really sure about it.
Okay, you are not going to see a commercial where, we met on Tinder and we got married and we've been together for 4 years.
Know.
That will never
you
happen.
Never
not
never.
Not never.
We met on Tinder. He asked me if I was DTF. I said, what are you talking about? We've been married for 5 years now.
And I put on my yoga pants and we've been happy ever since.
And this is what happened when a girl,
he's still
a member
of Tinder.
A very good friend of mine has been successfully using Tinder for about a year now. When I say successfully, so Tinder, do we describe what it is?
Okay, you put gloves on. Are you trying to hide your fingerprints?
Yeah, I ain't getting
it's a DTF site.
Basically. You do your best.
So, you know, you get a picture, you swipe one way. If you like them, you swipe another way if you don't like them.
I was trying to get to that.
Now, if you swipe that you like them...
Swiper, no swiping.
Right.
What about that?
If they swipe that they like
sign
you,
up
then
a
it opens
Facebook.
Up a chat icon, right? So you can chat with them.
Oh, no.
My very good friend his standard opening line for Tinder. Are you ready?
Okay.
Hey there. That's it.
That's it.
Hey there.
All the guys use, hey, what's up? Hey there. Hey, how are you?
According to him, 80% success rate.
Is it, hey there?
According to him.
Banging random chicks he finds that he knows nothing about.
Probably a more realistic number.
We live in a world where, you know, STDs and fucking, you know, massive, you know, changing life.
That he meets, he's fucking.
Changing life, fucking sex diseases and all that don't exist.
Yeah, that number has, is,
we don't live in a world of AIDS or herpes or fucking
yeah we do. What the hell, where you been at?
I'm not, I don't want to fucking match it.
I know,
I'm scared right now.
All right, so well, let me just say this. If a guy is pursuing you, he will text you like crazy. If you seal the deal, and that's why what you do is let him go to third base and then see how much that texting keeps going.
Yeah, but what if you just met somebody and you exchange numbers and, you know, you talk, you know, conversing, whatever, and then 10 times out of the conversation, it's like, when are we hanging out? Let's hang out. I want to smoke your pot. I'll pay you back.
I want to smoke your pot.
Came out in a conversation and they're with you for the wrong reason. Went up immediately. Whoa.
Red flag.
Dating, number one.
You hit the abort button.
Number two, I'm not sharing my pot with you. Number three, why she means are your vagina. So
my pot, she means vagina.
She burps, she wears yoga pants.
You mean your vagina.
Jeez. Where were you fucking 3 years ago?
You do not
want
to share
Jesus
your pot.
Christ.
Your vagina. We're just random strangers.
So
share my vagina, but not, don't ask for my pot. Not sharing my pot. And don't be talking about it like it's yours.
This ain't Colorado.
Like, I'll pay you back.
Jesus.
This ain't Colorado.
Her pot is more valuable than the vagina. So, wow.
You can damage my uterus, but I don't give a shit. You know, I don't give a shit about my uterus. Just don't smoke my pot.
All right, so.
Anyway.
Speaking of vaginas and uteruses.
Oh, we've come to that point.
Is that the word? Uteruses?
Uteri?
Uteri. That sounds like an infection. So, there we go.
All right.
That was Amanda with Why Y'all Do That. We hope we've given some male insight. And,
we
for the most part, men are assholes.
No,
why I don't date them.
I've come to the insight that I downloaded an app that I don't want to have on my phone. Because I'm going to have to give up my pot, which I don't smoke at all, or my uterus. I don't know. It's like, this is just fucking horrible fucking site. Tinder.app.com.fucking-whatever.
All right.
So let's just go. Let's go to where we need to go.
Yeah, this episode is stretching long. We're just going to keep going. We're
going
to go to our...
I'm going to introduce Keith.
No, wait. Let me bring this... introduce it real quick. Where they have... which magazine? FM or FM magazine? FHM?
FHM.
Males magazine. They always have their sexiest woman. People magazine had the sexiest man alive. Ugh. Ugh. Well, I can tell you right now, there's no men on our list. We have a man in here. I'm sure she has some sexy celebrity she wants to name, but they're men, so we really don't care
if
right
you
now.
Have a woman,
my
sexiest
celebrity passed away.
Uncle Phil?
Yes.
James
Paul
Avery.
Walker.
James Avery. She said James Avery.
Uncle Phil.
You know what?
Wow. I've never heard anyone call him sexy.
James Avery.
The person that just immediately passed away is where these guys' minds go right to.
I know she was just rubbing his head.
I pulled up my picture. All right.
Okay, so
left of the one you don't like to the right of the one you do.
We will go through that.
She's explaining the Tinder app. All right,
the Tinder.
All right, so
I've got a Tinder, so you know we need to just get through this.
We should take a break, but no, we don't have time.
No,
we're gonna go right into it.
It's gonna be an odd segmented show tonight, but
all right,
we want to come down to Bar Talks Women Sexiest Women of the Year.
Yeah,
that's what it really comes down to.
And we're going to vote live.
And this is Celebrity Woman of the Year. We want to make sure that's clear.
He doesn't know my nominations. I don't know his. So,
and I've actually got a friend of ours.
You're stalling.
His win too. So I'm going to go number one.
Okay, number one. Go
the
ahead.
First one, it's at, what, 3-1? Third one would be Minka Kelly.
Ah, yes.
Yes. I regret by saying
Minka
this because
Kelly.
She's fucking... She's in a relationship with a Yankee.
And not just one of those varmints up north, across the Mason-Dixon line.
Yes, yes.
An actual home run baseball player Yankee.
Here we go, there we are. Now we're going to fucking yank it on all the stars. We're Yankees. Yeah, we're Yankees. Anyway, yes.
I have no idea what that just was, folks. I'm as perplexed as you are.
But when you listen to it, you will laugh.
Okay. I don't think so. Okay, so Minka Kelly, very good, very good. That's your number three.
That's my number three. She's hot. She's got a beautiful face.
My number three is Beyonce Knowles. Carter. Z, whatever it is. She would have been, I gotta say this.
No, she wouldn't have been your number one.
She would have been.
Shouldn't have been your number one.
She would have been my number one. No. She's always been my number one. Beyonce. Well, here's can I explain?
Okay.
She's number three?
Why is she number three?
She dropped the kid. That was it. That just took. She has a motherly image to me now. I'd still bang the snot out of her, but that was. And I love my wife, but that was. She's now number three.
Would be okay on that one.
She's number three because of that. Just because she dropped the kid. That's it. She's still number one in my heart, but. She's dropped down to number three, Beyonce. Okay, so you're number two.
Yeah, this is tough. Mm-hmm. This is tough because they're close names. Actually, you know what? I'm actually gonna give a buddy of ours. He went and Ben wrote down three names also, and I will give his third, and then I will give my second. His third was Jessica Biel. Jessica Biel?
Cricket. Okay.
She's hot.
Yeah.
No, it's
okay.
He gave Jessica Biel.
Jessica Biel.
My number two, now this is a tough decision between the two, but Kate Upton.
Oh, yes. That was my number two. But that's... Really? No, that's fine. Yes. She's 21 years old. Oh, so young.
A baby.
Such a baby. And her body is not the traditional body that...
She ain't fat.
No, she is.
Compared to the other ones.
She had a baby, didn't she?
No.
Who's the one?
No way. Yeah, when she had the baby,
she was just fucking Justin Verlander.
It's going to be mine. No, that was, they dated like briefly.
Briefly enough that he put it in her mother's.
She had auditioned or whatever for Victoria's Secret. They told her no.
You're too fat.
She was a little, basically, they told her she was too fat. But after she was on Sports Illustrated, after. The big uproar came, right? Because she went and took photos. They tried to use some of the photos of her on the back of their, handouts that they give out at the mall for free. And you can just sign up for it. It's cool because it fits in your back pocket. But she was actually on the back cover. They put her on the back cover because, she's not going to know.
Yeah.
And she was going to sue the hair, removed it and everything. But, she doesn't have the traditional model body.
Right.
She's fucking 21. God.
She has Kate Upton. She has like a 1970 something model, or maybe a little bit earlier, but
yeah.
Good God.
Yes. All right, so that's fine. Because I figured you would mention her.
Okay.
So now keep this in mind, too. I'm a little bit older than you guys, Beamer.
No.
And
this has to be for this year, right? Not 1970 fucking two. Pam Grier's getting thrown on the list on this motherfucker.
Harriet Tubman. All right.
That's kind of racist. Come on, man.
That's kind of racist. Beyonce, how's that racist? She's black and I'm black. How's that racist?
Harriet Tubman? Beyonce, come on, man.
No, that was three. Oh. She had a kid.
She's a national treasure, man. Come on. Not Beyonce. Fucking Harriet Tubman.
I'm sure at some point Harriet Tubman had sex, okay? At some point in her life. Martin Luther King had sex.
No, he didn't.
The Pope had sex. Come on, man.
The Pope didn't have sex.
Yes, he did. He wasn't always a Pope.
He was banging bitches all the time in the
boxes. I love her. I'm cool with he's banging bitches. Just as long
okay.
As
my number two is actually Stacey Dash.
It's funny that you bring this up. I had a conversation last night, and we were talking about Stacey Dash and, her age, and I guessed it correctly.
She's 46
years old. She will be 47 this month.
She's the same age as DJ K.
She looks like she's my age, if not younger, though, and I am not 46 years old.
If you go like, who's Stacey Dash? Google Just do imagery.
No, just do Stacey Dash nude. Just the fucking,
Now, you see, when she was young, she was in Clueless. She was on a TV series, Clueless. She's in a bunch of movies. She was in.
I mean, it was funny. Oh, she was playing a high school girl when she was like fucking, 25, 26 in the movie.
Pretty. Watch the Kanye West video. Which one? The one where she's running in slow motion in an airport. And, gosh. Stacey Dash, that's my it was a tight number two. But she's my number two.
She is a tight number two.
Yes. Alright.
So we go to Ben's. Ben's number two would be Scarlett Johansson.
Oh, good one.
That's good.
Now, real quick, he said Jessica Biel, and I said Cricket. For some reason, I don't know. The whole Justin Timberlake thing, to me, just kind of knocked her down a notch.
Fair enough. But she's got...
And they dropped the kid, too, so...
But she, have you seen her after the kid? She's still got a fucking body.
Yeah, I know, but like, when they drop kids, that just... I'm just saying, to me, that
fair,
just...
Fair enough. That was not mine. That was a good one.
Okay, but...
Okay, yes, so now we're coming
Scarlett
up to
Johansson. Her lips.
Okay, I will go through his number one, so we can get down to our number one.
Yes, do his number one.
His number one would be Mila Kunis.
I totally disagree on that one.
You know what?
She's a cute face.
I think
face.
She's fucking... Huh?
She's a cute face.
She's a cute face.
Sexy face. Sexy eyes.
I mean, yes.
Mila Kunis? Nah.
She's more of a realistic... More of a realistic, everyday fucking girl.
She's fucking third body of a fucking teenager.
I was gonna say the same thing about the one chick that I've seen a movie with. Freaking Paul Walker.
Yeah.
That movie.
Okay. So,
all right.
So, Beamer, you're...
So, my number one, and... This was hard to come around my number one.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish it was easier to come around
hard to come around to his number one.
I wish it was easier to come around my number one. But the thing that pushed me beyond the point of decision on this was watching a music video. And that would be Katy Perry.
Ooh.
And it was the Roar video with her swinging on a vine.
I haven't seen the Roar video.
I decided that I would be her Jane to her Tarzan because she's swinging on a vine wearing a... I can't even talk fucking sentences.
Yes. Do you have an honorable mention? Because I gotta say this before I say my number
Eartha
one.
Kitt.
Marcus.
What are you doing, Marcus?
I'm not wearing any panties.
Oh, God. And you know that's...
Wait a minute.
That was just fucking... Oh.
And I got ridiculed for Harriet Tubman. Come on, man.
Really?
Come on, man.
Really? Eartha Kitt.
You should get
ridiculed. Come on, man.
Eartha Kitt and Harriet Tubman. Yeah, they were like fucking friends. You know, they knew each other.
Okay. Do you have a honorable mention?
I do not, but okay. I could possibly...
You thought about putting on a list and then you went, no. I have one. Let me say my number one. Let me do my number one. You think about your honorable mention. My number one, now you said you just recently seen a music video, which made you...
Well, but I've always had a thing.
You've always had a thing. But this set it up there.
Oh, God, yeah.
My number one is Sofia Vergara.
Yes. I knew
she's
you were...
She's a Modern Family.
I knew you were going to do this.
Yeah.
Can't speak barely in English.
Yeah.
No, actually...
No, she can speak she's English. 41.
Yeah,
she's,
yeah, she acted
when
for
she,
the show.
Yeah.
She's 41.
She just did an article saying...
I think these old fucking bitches, man.
No.
I got Stacey Dash in 46.
People questioned her. They were like, why are you wearing bikinis in every picture that you put on Twitter? She's like, because I have the body to do it.
No, the last one.
She just came out with this. And you know what? She's right.
I watched it.
She is right.
Yeah, but you're wrong for a second there.
No.
The one bikini thing...
No,
wait.
This was today. I saw the article.
Yeah, wait a minute. Her son took the picture and of her and her fiancé.
Doesn't matter. I'm saying, Keith, you're right. She's fucking hot.
And he said,
get over it.
They said, why'd you post that? She goes, look at this body at this age. Bam.
How old is she?
41. Yeah.
Yeah, she should.
I mean, you know what?
I would push mom down the steps. Mom, you're getting it, boy. You're getting pushed down the steps for my and Miley Cyrus. That's my honorable mention. Not because she's sexy.
She's not.
She's not.
Okay.
But she's the one.
Her persona is sexy.
No,
I mean, bad.
She's the one.
Bad bitch type that she's trying to.
I would
troll.
Do dirty things to her.
You know what?
Yeah, things
you're
I
you're
things
talking
I would,
about Mila Kunis when right. She's a kid.
No.
Miley's got the body that, of like that was, a 6 year old.
That was mind you, that was Ben. That was just yeah.
Yeah, okay. That was Ben.
Honorable mentions, Kelly Cuoco.
Ooh,
from Big Bang Theory.
Yeah.
Yes, I would do experiments.
I don't know, but like but yeah. I'm saying like I would do dirty. I would do things that I you know. Something that I do, and I never want to see her again. I was like, I'm sorry, Miley.
But... Like, he was doing a comedy show out of state. Anyway,
So that's now we actually have to come to a consensus here. We're not going to take a break because we're over on our time here.
God, we are way over our time. I'm going to say consensus that
your number one and versus my number one.
We'll go by.
Wait, who's your number one again? It was
Katy Perry.
Katy Perry, and I had Sofia Vergara. Mine is also the highest paid actress / actor person on TV. I'm just throwing that out there.
But Katy Perry was also posted what the singer of the or something music song of the year or something.
Oh my God, Tony!
Wasn't she on your trivia tonight, there, buddy?
Yeah, I'm gonna hear her more.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Sofia Vergara's producing
like
shows left and right.
How about we put it this way? If there was conjoined twins of Sofia Vergara and Katy Perry,
I would not separate them.
You would not separate them.
And so with that, it's going to be a tie.
That's it. We are tying for the first annual Who's the Hottest Woman in a Celebrity Woman of 2013.
That would mean that we'd be like elbow to elbow hitting the Siamese twins.
You know what?
Like, quit touching me, Beamer.
Hey, they'd be like, switch!
And of course, we'd have Amanda's picture up, so we'd look it up.
Yeah.
No, we'd have Amanda behind.
But it's celebrities. It's celebrities.
It's celebrities.
It's celebrities.
Yeah.
We can't do our local person list.
No,
you shouldn't.
Well, please, I mean, yeah. We've had a good time. We've extended our normal cutoffs and everything. Yeah. I'd like to say, because it's the beginning of the year, it's fresh, it's new.
Oh, wait a minute. His are
no,
Beamer.
No.
You always take us
it's
home.
It's not. This is just me saying I would like to thank
the music
everybody.
Is playing.
I would like to thank everybody that's been listening to us because, you know, we are international. We literally are international. And, you know, I was really kind of questioning, are we going to even do anything with this? And after the last, you know, the couple weeks ago when I found this out, it made doing this so much worth it. So everybody that's listening to us, if you get enjoyment from it, you know, let us know. This makes my week right here just by being able to talk to a computer and have you listen and enjoy what we're saying. You know, we might act the fool, might be stupid, might be drunk, whatever. But this is why we do this, because of you.
Very drunk.
But because of you. Bar Talk only exists because of you.
Yes, and we thank you. So
and we want to hold up. Do we need to check? We didn't know. We need to go and make sure that they know how to get a hold of us in case they want to.
That's right. Because
you screwed that up in the first part. And that is Bar Talk 1.
That's BARTALK 1.
Number 1 at yahoo.com.
Bar Talk, the number 1 at yahoo.com. Email us. Give us your cheers, jeers, what you like, what you don't like.
And our presents are in the mail for the winners of the contest.
We have one person who we have to do our Sharpie-engraved red Solo cup, our Sharpie-engraved autograph napkin, our salt and pepper shakers, our Coors Light coaster. And that person is Black Chris.
Black Chris, really?
Yes.
Chris wow.
Black Chris, yes.
All right. The rest of y'all, the fuck's wrong with you?
We may still have a few other items still available. So
we got a holiday coming up. It's MLK, you know. I mean, it's a U.S. holiday, but...
We give some stuff away then.
So. Hey, let's just hit us up and let us know.
All Okay. All right. Thanks a lot. It's Bar Talk, and we're out. See you next week.
We're out. See you next week.
And thank you to Amanda Pulley for sitting in. Big round of applause. All right. Her new segment. All right.
And Justin Faulkner also for his weekly segment.
Yeah. And if any of you ladies have anything that you want to add, just email us at bartalk1@yahoo.com. Mention for Amanda, and then, you know, and just say what's wrong with guys, and just hit it. Your subject would be, why do y'all do that? All right.
And next week we will be back to normal.
All right.
Yes. Top dog by them all. Yeah, I'm burning it up. Deep smoke weed every day.